Real Talk, Pop Culture Junkie, it's your boy Mars in the building. And I've been watching the Chris Rock shit, man. And not the special, but just the reaction to the special in the news. Saw the specials, like I said. Shit was some mids, bro. It wasn't all that. It wasn't, you know. I mean, I say it's Chris Rock, bro. He was funny, but I don't know. That nigga comedy kind of got a little edge to it. But regardless, you either like that shit or you didn't like that shit. I don't like how they're trying to tear my nigga down, but at the same time, push this pro-black shit. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, tear this nigga down and talk about how anti-black or un-black this nigga is, or just, you know, typical shit, bro. Reality is, that nigga said what he said, you know, either like it or you didn't like it, you know. A lot of that shit was true. Like, the shit about Will Smith, niggas glossing over that, and they trying to cherry picking. Well, he joked about this, he joked about that, or blah, 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 blah. All that stupid shit. But it's comedians like Anthony Jeselnik, you know, who talk about abortions and dead babies and shit like that or whatever, bro. Like, so, like, get the fuck out of here, bro. Like, you either like that shit or you didn't. If you couldn't sit through the comedy, you couldn't sit through the comedy, nigga. But to sit there and try to... He disrespected every black woman in the universe when he talked about these two particular black bitches. Like, man, get the fuck out of here, bro. Like, city, like I said, the city said about Meghan Markle, that shit was a little... That shit was whack. Like... How I put it, bro. Like, it's funny in a, like, carnal sense of, you know, you tell a racist joke type shit, but it's like, in a grand scheme of things, if you think about what kind of, you know, okay, the level this nigga on professionally, the platform he used, and what he said and who he said it about, that nigga's shit stretched internationally, bro, and they are using that shit for themselves. Like I said, big gold cursive letters, whatever. That shit said, not racist. Or not racism. Like, whatever, you know how they talk. That's what that shit said. They got big ass letters, the BBC, the Royal Channel, whatever the fuck. They got their own channel and shit. Dog. Shit wild, bro. So, yeah, I can see why. On the home front, like, for him to end his show how he ended his show, you know what I mean? For him to end the show how he ended the show, my nigga say, I was raised by two black people who taught me not to fight in front of white people. Like, I get why nigga, I get why Willie D would have a problem with that nigga. I get that shit. I get it. I kind of get, but O'Shea hate on everybody, bro. Like, O'Shea hate on everybody. That nigga is like one of them nerd groups down there, dog. I'm in one of them nerd groups. I did a podcast on that. You could check out the other one, say, racist nerds, whatever. Anyway, yeah, that, like, O'Shea hate on everybody, bro. Any bitch get with a nigga that ain't uber rich, this nigga O'Shea act like she doing bad, like, he a hater, bro. Like, that's what I'm starting to get from that shit. Like, so niggas just gotta be super rich, huh, nigga? Like, shut up, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sick of that shit. Like, that's my problem with O'Shea, man. But I can see even how this nigga got a problem with the Chris Rock special. But again, if you don't like it, whatever, bro. But to be trying to tear this nigga down collectively, man, when nobody was collectively trying to lift this nigga up after this shit happened or when this shit happened, bro. Niggas was calling this nigga a bitch thing or two, bro. Marlon Wayans, corny ass, was trying to tell roast this nigga Chris Rock, bro. Like, leave this nigga Chris Rock the fuck alone, bro. Like, y'all niggas is tripping. Y'all doing too much, bro. The nigga get slapped. He get slapped for every black bitch that ever was born, go be born. This nigga fucking crack a joke about a black chick. He can crack a joke on every black bitch that ever live, die, never gonna be born. Like, y'all taking shit too far, bro. But then y'all ain't go this hard on the white cop that killed Sandra Bland, bro. Get the fuck out of here, bro. Like, y'all tripping, bro. Y'all niggas is tripping, bro. And that's why the nigga named this shit Selective Outrage. Like I said, I'm telling you the shit was mids. I'm telling you that nigga show was mids, but I'm sitting here telling you, you bold for trying to just tear that nigga down, but then try to do that black shit, pro-black, long as they agree with you. And then that's the irony about that nigga O'Shea, is that nigga said the same shit about Umar. Like, if you don't like Umar, it's 500 lashes, so, but you want to talk the pro-black shit, but then you want to jump on the bandwagon and tearing this nigga down. When, if you don't like it, you know, okay, nigga. I don't like a lot of shit. I ain't like the Ant-Man movie, but I ain't make a fucking video about the shit, because how many people have said they don't like the shit for that to be, you know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying, bro. So I'm saying Chris Rock shit meds. It's like as funny as anything Kevin Hart doing, bro. That's how funny that shit is. It just ain't that funny, bro. You get what I'm saying? So I fuck with both of them niggas, but like, shit, nigga. Like, everybody got a time. Shit, them niggas time up, because that shit ain't. Shit, nigga, Seinfeld ain't popping no more, nigga. You know? Shit, Seinfeld ain't popping. Who else? Shit. None of them niggas really popping, bro. If Eddie Murphy came back, that nigga wouldn't even be popping, bro. I'm gonna put that shit out there right now. Nigga, Cat Williams was here. I went to that nigga shit. That nigga had a fleet of niggas that ain't popping, bro. You hear me coming out on stage? So, shit. Like, I don't know if it's cancel culture. I don't know if it's TikTok, social media culture influencing. It's a lot, bro. So, like I said, man, very seldomly do I go to a comedy show and laugh hard as fuck, bro. So, only a couple niggas came with that fire like that, bro. Shit, Martin had a concert like in Detroit in, like, a year or two, maybe three ago. I don't know, nigga. I was at that bitch. I know that shit. And D-Ray was the funniest nigga there, bro. He was funnier than Martin, bro. Like only a couple niggas can make you laugh, bro. You know what I'm saying? So that nigga, Chris Rock. Like I said, ain't the 90s no more. Niggas can't go hard like they used to. So, I don't know. But that shit ain't worthy of all this news. That shit for sure wasn't worth making the news, my nigga. You get what I'm saying? Even the Will Smith shit was mid. It was mids, bro. He could have flamed the fuck out that nigga. And he just, like, you know. Like I said, niggas didn't already beat that shit to death, bro. So, it was just already, like, nigga, you waited a year to say something on that shit. So, or put it publicly, however the fuck, so, whatever, nigga, like, you know what I'm saying, but, y'all tripping, though. Them hoes is tripping, women tripping, bitches tripping, niggas tripping, everybody tripping, bro. Like I said, women is differently from the other two groups, but everybody fucking tripping, bro, on this nigga, and it's like, what is y'all capping for? Like, what the fuck? Like, it's, like I said, it's niggas, like, Anthony Jeselnik and shit out here cracking hard ass motherfucking no jokes, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And I don't hear shit. Ricky Gervais motherfucking went in on Mel Gibson at one of them awards, nigga. And then handed this motherfucking award with no slap, with none of this bullshit. So that's what I'm saying. Y'all niggas is tripping. Them two niggas was tripping when they did that shit. Will Smith was tripping when he did that shit. His wife was tripping. Period, bro. Like, I don't give a fuck what nobody say. She was tripping. Because, like that nigga said, have you ever been interviewed by a person that cheated on you? Like, how did it feel knowing I was at Brian's house for, like, the last, like, two nights straight, nigga? Like, bro, what the fuck, bro? Like, that shit wild. But, you know. They did that shit. It happened. It's a thing. We gotta live with it. But I don't think that nigga Chris Rock need to be like what like y'all treat this nigga like a fucking what is them niggas, leper? Treating the nigga like a leper or some shit. And for what though? You know what I mean? That's the thing. That's what I ask. For what? You treating him like a leper for what? For jokes? And you already said you ain't fuck with this nigga after another nigga hit him for the same thing, for jokes. But that's what this nigga career is. But the N-word, you can say like 200 sometimes in Django. Don't nobody. All this strong black shit. Just go out the window. Right? That's what I'm talking about. All right, your boy Mars in the building. I'm out. Fuck it, I had to come back and do some more. I had to do more. It's more, yeah, nigga, it's more. So look, this the deal. What's fucking making me more mad is the Michael Jackson part of the Chris Rock shit. Not that he said shit about Michael Jackson. I could get 2 fucks about that. I don't know either one of these niggas. The thing is, when the fuck did defending Michael Jackson become a thing, bro? Because I'm not mistaken, this nigga been dead for quite some motherfucking time. I could be wrong. Right, although I remember the day he died like it was yesterday, right? Because it hit me like a bag of bricks. I was at my house on 7 Mile and Patton Street in my motherfucking house, ranch house, sitting on my couch trying to figure some shit out. And I look on my motherfucking TV, Michael Jackson died and fucked me up. So I'm a Michael Jackson fan. However, let's keep it real. We was gonna start defending Michael Jackson. We would've did this shit back in the 90s, my nigga. Back in the 80s, my nigga. We would've did it back when Jay Leno used to come on every motherfucking night and roast the fuck out that nigga. And nobody said shit. So all of a sudden, niggas wanna defend Michael Jackson. That's some bullshit, bro. That's some fucking bullshit. Some of y'all niggas don't even know who the fuck Michael Jackson is. Some of y'all niggas just start listening to Michael Jackson, so you really can shut the fuck up. Like, that shit is funny, bro. Like, and that's why I think my man's name and his shit, what he named that shit, was real smart, bro. Selective outrage, because like I said, if these motherfuckers who offended by Michael, so that mean everybody that did said a motherfucking Michael Jackson joke better get motherfucking canceled, bro. If you go live and die on this Michael Jackson shit. That's some bullshit. This black woman shit. Get the fuck over it, bro. Like, that shit is crazy. He said something about a black woman. Like, when the fuck? Like, what kind of, like, bro. Do you know what the First Amendment is? That's like the first thing I gotta ask. Do you niggas know what the First Amendment is, bro? Cause like, what you mean? He said some shit. Like, that's the first thing I'm offended by, what he said. Like, where the fuck do we live now, bro? Like, what's up with that shit? Like, that could take a nigga job away. They could take a nigga career. Well, they get any actor niggas and shit like that or whatever. But I think some of these corporate niggas even getting jammed up with that shit. So, like, y'all niggas is wild, bro. Y'all niggas are wild, bro. Like, think about that shit, bro. This nigga cracks some jokes. If you go listen to a quarter of the niggas that you see on Comedy Central, but listen to they real shit, like on Spotify or some shit like that, Pandora or whatever, look them niggas up. And like, bro, Jeff Dunham, all these niggas got some motherfucking racist ass motherfucking jokes, bro. And niggas is not tripping. So, like, we about to just start going through every fucking piece of content with, like, a fine-comb pen, depending on if we like this nigga or not. Like, think about all the shit, all the scandals, the celebrities that motherfuckers need to cancel for shit that they done said about black people. And these motherfuckers chose Chris Rock to go after. That shit is fucking insane, bro. It's insane, bro. It's insane. It's fucking nuts, bro. Like, niggas still say OJ didn't do it, bro. Do you get what I'm saying? OJ Simpson, who also was a part of this nigga Chris Rock act, ironically. And then I can tell you so many things I ain't like about that nigga show. But what I'm not about to sit here and do is tear that nigga down because, hey man, Eddie Murphy made Vampire in Brooklyn, bro. Like, what the fuck you want me to do? He made Pluto Nash too, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't, they not all gonna be hits, bro. Like, what the fuck you want me to do, bro? Like, shit. Jonathan Majors was in Ant-Man fucking 3, bro. What the fuck? Like, that shit was trash, bro. And then he was in Creed 3, you feel me? So it's like, you know, it balanced out, you know? So it's like, shit. And he was in Lovecraft Country, bro. Like, it balanced out, bro. It balances out. You can't win them all, but, like, shit. The fact that you keep going and shit like that, that's what it's about. So it's like, you know, not all Cat Williams shit was flame, fire. Not all Kevin Hart shit is fire. Not all Dave Chappelle shit be fire. Like, that nigga got some good specials, but the whole special ain't 100% just you laughed at every joke. Some of that shit you just, you know? So, that's why it's like, man, shit, you know, shit was mid. I mean, we could have left it at that, but, like, do niggas know how to critique without just trying to fucking, and I heard his mama, like, damn, dog, just keep it at the movie, like, did you like the movie, motherfucker? What did you not like about the movie? Like, no, why you gotta go personal and shit? Like, that shit wild, man, but I don't know. I had to get that out, man. That was a little extra one. Like, shit. What y'all think? Get at me, man. It's your boy Mars. I'm out.